我没有 read OK 旧约，对不起啊，我就是这样，我非常 inform 嘛，我故意这样做是给各位知道说我们是非常 inform 嘛。
这个问题我们很多地方引起过很多的争辩，大家都没知道，现在才希望今天能够好好讲。
我这个是题外话，这个还不是我们主要讲的了，不过是随便讲一讲，就是跟这个 progressive revelation 有关系的。OK， 好 ，the people, the neighbor, Israel neighbor was polytheistic。就是以色列人的邻六的这个邻邦的人呢，他们是多神教的 ，OK。所以以色列人头脑里面很容易想到多神 ，There are many gods, polytheistic, OK. Israel has a tendency of thinking this way. Therefore, God wants to establish very strongly in the mind of Israelite.There is only one God. God has accomplished this. 神为着要使以色列人呢、啊，跟其他的邻邦的人能够分别出来，神只有一位，神没有两位，神没有三位，神只有一位。神为着非常非常这个面呢，不能告诉他们什么群体，我们是三位，一人没有把三位一体，我们的。所以神还要把三位一整体向启示，不行。因为神的目的，神在以色列人还年幼的时候，那个目的做什么？那个目的乃是要使他们说 ：“OK， 神只有一位，这个观念非常的非常重要。”OK， 那等到这个世界上的人可以说是比较成熟一点，比较 mature 以后，比较 mature 以后，才告诉他说：“对，我们是只有一位神，可是事实上我们里面有三个 personalities。”OK， 我不晓得各位晓不晓得各位。很多人都还没结婚，所以我讲没什么多的用处。不过也许我可以这样，可以这么讲。好，我讲一个例子。我今天不在这里上数学课了，不过数学也有关系。我问过一个问题。这个等于多少 ？How much is this？ Nothing。
Nothing。
啊
？Nothing。
Nothing。
Zero。
Zero。Nothing。Is that it？啊？啊
？Only one place, you know, if you add something, yeah.
Okay, I'm talking about the quantity now. I'm not talking about the place. I'm talking about quantity. How many? How much? Is that zero? Nothing, right?
Nothing.
Is that true?
Yes.
Okay, let me.How much is this? 零分之一等于多少？啊？对，无限大。Infinity, right? Okay, why? 如果 zero 是 nothing， 如果 zero 是 nothing 的话，为什么变成无限大？Meaningless， 对不对？没有意思，对不对？事实上啊，在高等数学 ，in algebra， zero is not nothing， zero is infinity small。Yes, sir. Well, I hate to take too much time to talk about this, but I think this is important to help us think. So let me illustrate a little bit here. Okay.Okay, let me start this way. Okay. Which is larger? 十分之一 and 九分之一 which is larger? 哪个大？
九分之一大。
对不对？八分之一跟九分之一哪一个大？
八分之一。
Right, OK. 我要各位看的是什么呢？就当分母越少，那个 value 越大，对不对？ 所以啊，你这样推下去啊，你父母一定要到非常小 infinitive small for this body to become infinitive， 对不对？ Therefore in algebra zero is not nothing but zero is infinitive small， 对不对？为什么缘故？ Why I remember this so well？ Because I argue with my teacher. I argue with him. Because one day he came to class and he said, well, 零分之一等于无穷大，零分之三等于无穷大，零分之五等于无穷大。我问他为什么？ Why？ 他说 nothing， 没有什么理由，你就记住好了。我说我就不记住，也没reason why。我在跟他吹了一大堆，然后他给我搞得头痛。他很对我很生气 But I said well 你告诉我你这么讲可是我就不服气 You have to give me a reason That's the reason why now when I say something I try to give reason to my student And when my student write some term paper for me I told them very frankly If your term paper doesn't answer the question why your term paper is F Has the value of F failure They know that about that now. So they know when we write a paper, they always have ask why and give reason why. Well, has something to do with this. But, okay, 这是我的经验啊。我一直跟他讲了，他没有办法回答我。后来有一天呢，忽然我想到一件事，这是初中的时候。忽然我想到啊，我在二年级，国民学校二年级，小学二年级的时候啊，我那个叫我数学那个先生讲过一句话，已经经过七八年了。我有一天忽然想到，他告诉我们说：“好，我们今天开始学算术啊，这是一，这是二，这是零，零。”他说：“零是没 nothing， 可是，在高等数学的时候，零不是 nothing， 零是极小。”那我们听了又不懂了，我在问他，他不管了。现在在这个算术的时候。你如果说零是 infinity small 的话，你要发疯。所以零就是 zero， 你记住这个。等到你念高等到数学的时候，你就要晓得零是 infinity small。他说讲过这么句话，我 at that time I wasn't ready anyway。所以他讲那句话，我根本就不理他，就是 zero 就是 zero， nothing。等到大概过了六七年以后啊，我就跟那个代数的先生就在那里跟他吵这种事的时候。但是现在给我吵的，他气得要命，他来上课的时候，王守仁 ，You give me trouble。我说我不是 give me trouble， 我就是 I try to understand。到有一天，我就心里很不高兴，回家去了。他这个戴斯先生真是不懂，不会教。我说回家在回家路上，忽然想到，哎，啊，六七年前呢，六年前。我的那个小学的先生讲过说在高等数学里面零不是等于 zero 不是等于 nothing 是很小极小我说 I doesn't make sense 所以我回去就自己画了这个东西啊你看当父母越减少啊数目越增加所以你看当着零是 infinite small 所以等于无限大啊我说 that makes sense 我第二天跑去那个代数先生说你不能回答我的问题我告诉你OK What I'm getting at here. The point I'm getting at here is, 事实上啊，零是极小，极限小 ，infinite small. 可是你不能够告诉你小学一年级的学生 ，if you tell him that it's confuse him more than help him, 对不对？我要大，这是一个教育心理学的 ，education psychology 的一个很重要的 principle. OK.Therefore, God put not, well, He did not reveal the ultimate truths at the very beginning of human race, because men were not ready to receive that yet. Okay. 所以为了这个缘故，我们才说圣经里面需要有这个 progressive revelation， 原因就在这里，因为神是比我们的教育训练家更聪明。Okay. Is that clear now? What we have about this?Progress, revelation, etc., etc. OK, 我再讲一个例子。Yes.
Because in Genesis, there's a record that you mentioned that it implies that
it's more
than God.
Right. That's right.
That means you can have.
Well, wait, it does not say multi God. It just say we. Let us do something.
Right. So that means implies not one God.
Well, really, okay, let me tell you how the Israel, the Jewish people understood this. Okay. The Jewish people did not understand us there in Genesis as many gods. They don't understand that way. They understand that include, okay, I hate to talk about that since the question came out.
Maybe.
Take time.
No, maybe.
This is what they call our heavenly court. The Jew understand, let us create that us, not including God, but including God and the angels and the those who serve him around in the heavens. That's the way Israel understand it. Okay. So there's no confusion for them. Let us, 我们的造人，我们不是执着我们好几位三位一体的神，而是神说我跟神附近的那一个基洛波啦希拉夫怎么说希拉夫这些天使虚妄神的天使意思神说好我们来造这个 That's the way Israel understand it. So it's Israel, the Jewish people doesn't consider that to be Trinity. Okay, they understand that to be that way. So there's no problem that way. Okay, would that answer your question? Okay. Now, this, when we understand this progressive revelation, will help us in understanding some kind of some phenomena in the Bible. Let me use one example here. Namely, in the Old Testament, okay, how many wives did Abraham have? 要不然娶几个太太？好几个，我也不晓得几个。Solomon 才娶几个太太？大概三千个。Okay.好，有些人就这么说，你看亚伯兰娶了好几个太太，所以我今天照样可以娶好几个太太一样。原因是什么呢？原因就是在旧约时代，人类还没有成熟，就是在他们的 moral speaking they are still infant. Okay, during their human race moralinfant period, God allow or tolerate 亚伯兰娶了好几个太太，神没有为他审判他。 But when man become more mature, human race become more mature, God say no, my original purpose and even now is you have only one wife. So if we understand progressive revelationthen we would not insist or apply what God tolerated in the latter part in the infant period of the human race to apply to the present time. Let me use an illustration probably help us. For example, when my boy, he is now 4 years old, when he is about 2 years old or so, sometimes he comes to pray with me and he beat me.Now, when he beat me, what do I do?
Jealous.
No, I was jealous. I feel that that's lovely, 很可爱。他打我很可爱。两岁的时候 ，right? I feel that way. Now he is 4 years old. He know a little bit better. So now, if he beat me, I say, I'm very glad. He's 很可爱。No, I warn him, right? Because he's more mature now.Suppose one day he become about 20 or 25 years old and beat me up.
You're in trouble.
Yeah. Progressive revelation. If we understand about this, how God revealed this progressive revelation, we would not make the mistake of applying what God tolerated during the infant period of human race. That kind of standard, ethical standard, apply now in this New Testament period.You understand what I'm getting at here?
Yeah.
所以如果我们晓得神是 progressive 是渐进的启示的话，我们不会说你看神那个时候亚伯兰娶了好几个太太，神都没有审判他，所以我今天娶太太，当然我没有犯罪。很多人就讲，就是因为他根本忽略了 progressive revelation。 OK I have a big temptation to talk about another example. 不过我们时间过得很太快了。
讲吧。
那恐怕我们的重要的就没有时间讲，我就讲好了，讲这个。OK， 为什么缘故？在旧约时代，神叫以色列人说：“你们吃的东西要分别洁净跟不洁净的。这个东西可以吃，牛可以吃，羊可以吃，这一个啊汁不可以吃。坏。”那现在有很多人还不晓得，不好意思啊，就特别是像那个安息日会的这个人呢、啊，他们不懂这一套东西。他说：“你看，圣经明明讲你不可以吃猪肉，你吃猪肉你犯罪。”就他们就不懂这一个。Progressive revelation 这个问题 ，OK， 神教以色列人要分别什么洁净不洁净的东西，原因是什么呢 ？That's why I said a moment ago， 神就是要使犹太人跟其他的民族的人隔离。所以啊，神教以色列人不可以吃很多东西啊，都是外邦人很喜欢吃的，比如说吃猪肉，我们中国人一样很喜欢吃猪肉。那神教他们不吃的原因呢？就是想办法叫以色列人跟外邦人隔离啊，使得这个外邦人的那个错误的观念，这种多神的这种败坏的这个道德啊，不会侵入到以色列人那里去。等到人类长大了，在这个时候，神现在主要还不是叫我们基督徒跟其他不信的人隔开，神现在是叫我们基督徒，我们已经长大了，已经 mature 了 ，OK， 神要我们做什么？神更是要我们跟他们在一起，把他们带到主的名下。所以 assignment 不一样。我小孩子小的时候，我只求他说你不要打扰我。他说等他长大以后，我说哎 David 到外面去，不是你啊，就那个 David 到外面去割草，不一样，对不对？ That is the progressive revelation. Yes。
是不是解释为什么
神让以色列人到一个城之后，就把那个一般的人把全城的人都杀掉，连那个呼吸的动物都杀掉。呀、yeah. ，我就不晓得要不要回答你这个问题，因为回答这个问题开始以后，我就不要讲我们主要的东西了。不，我回答一点的，既然这个有关系，有点关系，我就回答好了。比如说，我现在有 cancer。我没有了，我说比如说，会有时候有 cancer， 就回去今天晚上替我祷告。我没有 cancer 啊，比如说我有 cancer， 在脚上也有 cancer，OK，、okay、那我去找医生啊，这医生啊马上开刀把我的整个东西挖起来丢掉。我说这个医生很残忍，你这个家伙，这是我的肉，你把我的肉挖起来丢掉，实在是太狠了。来，我生在位，可是医生当中生在位。医生说如果我不把你整个的把它毁掉的话，我如果不把你整个毁掉的话，你这个要腐烂了，烂到整个身上。神为什么当以色列人进迦南地的时候，神要告诉他把整个城的人通通毁掉？为什么？因为以色列人圣经有好几个地方，我现在想不出来，如果恐慌的可以也许找快一点。圣经里面有好几个明讲，比如说他一个地方讲，讲个地方很讲，神告诉这个摩西说，我现在还不带以色列人进迦南地，因为迦南地那个人的腐败还没有到那个程度，还没有腐败到那一个非把他铲除掉不可的程度，所以我现在还不带以色列人回去，因为迦南地那个已经腐败到一个成为一个人类的 cancer， OK， 所以人如果不把整个的除掉的话，这个 cancer 就 eat up whole human race， that's the reason why。OK， 好了，我们 must move on， I think.
Progressive revelation. I have several questions. For instance, which one is the highest one? Is it Paul's theology or Jesus?
And then, okay.
And then, when it stops?
Yeah, okay.
Is it still going on?
Yeah, okay, that's a good question. That's a very important question, so I'm going to answer you. Take time to answer this question. Look at what I said. This is progressive revelation, and this is what I said, ultimate. Okay, now let's look at Hebrew chapter 1 verse 1 and 2. Hebrew chapter 1 verse 1 and 2. In many and various ways, God spoke of all to our fathers by the prophets. But now, in these last days, He has spoken to us by a Son, whom He appointed the heir of all things, through whom also He created the world. Now, what does this say? Yes, there is a progressive revelation, but Christ is the final revelation of God. Now, it's very, clear. Last days. Okay, eschatos. Eschaton. Last days. So, the ultimate, the final revelation in this sense is connected with Christ. Okay. But of course, we have to realize the event of Christ later on spread into two stages. Namely, at His first coming and His second coming. But let's not talk about the second coming at this moment. Okay. Namely, over here, the progress revelation ultimate in the ultimate revelation of Jesus Christ. Okay. Therefore, that is a reason why today we do not have any more Bible, new Bible coming out. Because it stopped at the book of Revelation. Because the progressive revelation end with the coming of Jesus Christ. He is the ultimate revelation. If God has further revelation after Jesus Christ, then Jesus Christ would not be the last revelation, would not be the ultimate revelation anymore. Now, I know you have some questions. I'm coming to that, so just wait a few minutes here. Okay. Now, the question becomes, okay, how about Paul? Now, all, for example, the revelation in Paul are directly related to Jesus. Okay. Now, this is important thing I like for us to keep in mind. Namely, in the Gospels, talk about how God acted. The act of God, the revelation of God. What are the epistles? Epistles are the explication of the significances of the life of Jesus Christ. Explication, 这个是我自己造的, sorry. 不过造也不是真的造, 就是说, 其实也不是我自己造, 就是说, 有这么英文有这么一个字, so I'm using it in a theological sense. 我说我造的就是说, probably I'm the first one to use it in a theological sense for this particular purpose. Explication 就是说, make what inside already there 把它显露出来. Explicate 意思就是说, 就是说, okay.
Explicit indication.
不是, it is in a sense of, okay. Let me, 我用这个呀. 好, 这里面已经有一个东西了, 你们不知道, 我看过, 你们还不知道, 这里面有一个东西, 已经有, okay. 什么叫 explication? 什么叫 explication? 这里面有一个东西, 你们现在看不到, okay. Already there, but you don't see it. I see it, but, okay. 什么叫 explication? This one. I didn't put this one in. Okay. This one is already there, part of it. But I just let you see it. Now, what I mean by explication is this. Namely, there is significance, reason, significance in the life and work of Jesus Christ. Okay. Which we do not fully comprehend yet. And Paul just makes it clear to, for us to see. That's what I mean by the explication.
Revelation.
Yeah, right. In this different context. In this context, 就是说, 这里所说的就是说, Revelation 说你看不见了, 我让你看到, right? Revelation in that sense. But explication, 我用这个 explanation 的, in this sense, in a sense of significance 已经 there, 可是 maybe you know, you may not know it, but I make it explicit to you. Okay, 就很 explicit 就是什么? Explicit 就是
without any shadow of doubt.
Yeah, right. But make it for you really know, right? For example, okay, 我再讲一个例子啊. Okay. 我在 New York 的那个 conference 玩的礼拜一 New York 要看法完了，完了以后啊，路上去接我 ，OK， 那他去接我，他开车去接我，结果我们有两位姊妹，还是我忘了是哪一位，那个王姊妹跟还有一位是谁 ？Anyway， 但是那两位坐在一起的，跟着我一起来，是不是？是不是你 ？Anyway， 我记性不太好 ，OK， 好。那事实上我们四个人一起开车离开那里 OK， 我们四个人开车，不是我们四个人不是开车到那里去玩的，不是，我们有一个目的，那 we know why we come here， 有理由 we come here， we know it， right？ 那有些人看只是看说，你看他们四个人坐一部车子走了，不晓得走哪里去，来，我说的 explanation 是什么呢？就是说他们看到了一个事实，有四个人坐一部车子走了OK， 可是 there's no why， 那什么叫 explication 呢？不是说我故意讲，不是说事实上我们是到哪里去玩，比如说我们本来是到纽约去玩的，那人家把它解释说他到 Paradise Farm， 那就是假的了 ，right？ 可是事实上我们是真的，他来接我，路上来接我，那我们一起要来这边参加这个 seminar， 所以别人不知道，别人说，你看他们四个人开车不晓得看哪里去。那我或者谁告诉他们，我们四个人现在就是要开车到这个 Paradise Farm， 我们那里面有 discipleship seminar， Lewistown 就是 AFC 的 staff， 把这事讲出来，就是 explication of the significance why 我们四个人坐一部车子开走了 OK， 那我还明白，所以 Paul revelation 不是 new revelation，But that is only the explication of what is already happened in the life and ministry of Jesus Christ. Okay, this is a very important concept. 大家有没有听懂我的意思？
听懂。
Question?
那你的意思就是说 ，explication 的意思就是说加重原来更要紧。
不是加重，而是把原来里面已经有的那个意义告诉人家，人家有一些人可能猜，因为有些人认得路，在那有些人就说啊，他是 AFC 的。他是 AFC 的 staff member， 那可能啊 AFC 可能王守仁不晓得要到 AFC 做什么事，他们有些人在那猜说啊，可能 AFC 可能在纽约开一个什么会，王守仁可能到那边去讲，可是我们告诉他们 no， 你在猜，也许你猜对，也许你猜不对，也许有人在猜说啊，可能 AFC 有一个，我听说 AFC 有一个 discipleship seminar， 可能他们四个人到那边去，他们可能猜对可能猜错，那 explication 就是说你猜对你猜错OK， 一回来你猜错也猜对，我就很坦白的 explicitly 告诉你我们的目的是做什么。OK， 所以说有人说，你看耶稣死在十字架上到底干什么？有人猜说他是被这个罗马耶稣强盗被人家抓去了，有些人可能想说耶稣是好人，可是被人家弯曲打掉了。But do not know the full significance。那保罗把这个耶稣为什么死在十字架上的 full significance 告诉我们 ，For example。我就不太喜欢用 interpretation， 原因就在这里。interpretation 就有一个可能性，就是说 ，OK， 事实上没有这个 significance， 你把这个 significance 加上去。That's what I try to avoid. That's the reason why I'm using explication here in this sense. OK， 是 in one sense it's interpretation, right？
表明重要性，
也不是说表明重要性。interpretation 意思就是说啊 ，OK， 比如说现在蔡立昌进来了，他不晓得为什么我坐在这里坐这个样子，他不知道。他晓得我坐在这里，他以为说是王总这个很不礼貌啊，他可能不知道对不对？那有一些人看到我坐在这里，也许可以把很多的动机、很多的理由来解释我为什么王总坐在桌子上啊。That can be interpretation. 他们的 interpretation may not be what really I want. 那我所说 explication 就是 make sure what he say is really in that event itself.
Well, I don't want to argue, but true interpretation is what the original author...
That's right. That's what I'm saying, right. True interpretation and explication is same thing, okay? But the reason why I avoid using interpretation is interpretation has been understood to be in the wrong sense. That's the reason why I tried. Okay, if you understand that way, okay, according to your definition, I would say, yes, Paul...The narration in Paul is the interpretation of the significance of life ministry of Jesus. In that way, you define the words. Okay? Is that clear? 看这样子, I don't know how far we are going, but anyway, we'll see. But I think these are important theological concepts, so I think it's important to talk about. So we see, probably I try 我不准备像藤木树说他讲一个半钟头给会 discuss 一个半钟头我准备可能说一直讲下去了所以 discuss 就 maybe
如果你不乐意的话好我们再看
OK 那个 这个问题解决了啊 At least for the time being 说啊圣经里面有这一个 progressive revelation 是什么呢 from theological infancy of the Old Testament to the theological maturity of the New Testament in this sense OK 就是我们刚才所讲的